Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and the incredibly beautiful sugya of Hallel. This is with the help of God and His incredible chesed and love. The sixth shiur in this series, we have already seen in Iflos, and we would like very much to continue to do so. So the Yesod HaDvorim is that the Mechayiv to say Hallel is none other than Hallel. Hallel is Mechayiv Hallel. We have to Mehallel Hashem because, frankly, that's what we're in this earth to do. Question is, when to be Mehallel is Hashem? Every day? Can't be. For the very simple reason that Chazal tell us that if you praise Hashem, you say Hallel every single day, God forbid, you're a mechayif and a megadif. You're a blasphemer and a scorner. We don't want to be a blasphemer. We don't want to be a scorner. Those aren't good titles. So memela, what do we have to do? We praise Hashem. I'll call perik u perik. At certain choice times, one of those choice times, regalim, nisim, certain nisim. When they said Hallel, when they shechtu Karban Pesach, when they took their lulav, and these are the prakim that at which we say Hallel. And what we spoke about is Shira. Sometimes it's called Shira. Hallel is what's the mechayiv. There's a mechayiv to say Hallel, and this Hallel is a Shira. This Hallel is a song to God. It is a mitzius of Shira. And that's how we explained in the previous shiur. We saw the Gemara in Maseches Erchin in Megillah that Ein Orim Shira al Neis Shevuchutz La'aretz, that there's a hafka of Shira. In other words, even if there's a Mechayiv of Hallel because of Nisim, but there's a hafka that you're not allowed to have Shira in Chutz La'aretz, and Memela, if you would say Hallel, it would be Shira, and you can't have that. However, that is only when Eretz Yisrael is their proper place. But before they arrive in Eretz Yisrael, after they're exiled from Eretz Yisrael, so then Eretz Yisrael is not their place anymore, Memela, or our place. So Memela, then we can say Shira. Then there's not a hafka of saying Shira, and therefore we could say Shira. Alayam, Tzias Mitzrayim. And we can also say Shira of Hallel. We can also say Hallel of. We can also say Hallel when we left in the Nes of Purim. We say Hallel according to one opinion that the Kriya is a Hallel. Why? Because we were Golem and Aretz. So really we can say this Shira. There's no Hafka of Shira. So Memela, since we're Chayv to say Hallel because of the Nes, there's no problem of not saying Shira in Chutz Laretz because Eretz Yisrael is in our place. We're allowed to. But that brings us sort of up to date. Obviously, if this is the sixth year, we've said so much already. Can't say it all. But what I would like to do now is go back to the kasha of the Ramban, and I'd like to be miyashiv that b'siyata d'shmaya. We saw in the first year that the Ramban argues with the Rambam. The Rambam says that Hallel is not a d'oraisa. The Bahag holds it's d'oraisa. He says, this is David HaMelech speaking. And the Ramban says, why can't it be like tefillah? That the general idea, the concept, the notion of tefillah is d'oraisa. And the details of how, when, where, what, who, what, that's all only, that's the Rabbanan. So to the Shir and the Mikdash is Menat Torah, but we say Pirkei Tehillim. So here also, Hallel can be Menat Torah. And we say Pirkei to and the way we're mekayim that chiyuv is by saying these parakim of Tehillim. So the fact that the Rambam says that it's only derabbanan is a problem. Why can't it be d'oraisa? And then the details how to do it is derabbanan. It's one kash of the Ramban that we saw. The Ramban also asked on the Rambam, from what it says in Tainis, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, Omar Rovo, Zos Omeres, Mima She'ein Nitcha Mamad Mipnei Halo De Rosh Chodesh. In other words, when we, the, in Teves, when it's Hanukkah, the Mamad, saying the special tefillos or the Mamados for the Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, is pushed off for the Hallel, but it is not on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the fact that it's not pushed off on Rosh Chodesh is because that means that the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not D'oraisa. Zosomeres Hallel D'Reish Yalcha Lav D'oraisa. That Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not D'oraisa. So you see that only Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not D'oraisa. Mashmah, the Hallel of the other 18 days is D'oraisa. Amazing. And the source for the D'oraisa would be the Ramban says the Halacha of Moshe Sinai, or from the fact that we have Shira in the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So at other times in Simcha also we're going to say Hallel. Al Kopanim, we see in the Gemara that Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not the Reis Mashal Hazar Rosh Chodesh, are the Reis, and not like the Rambam. And then we saw in the Megillas Esther and the Lecha Mishnah, Perakim Lechzanak Alecha Vav, bring Rashi, Dibra Maschel Minhog. This is all that we saw. We also saw in the first shir. The Hal of Chanukah Vadei Dachi Kevin Dinev Shinevim Teknu Shioimer Mosa Kol Perak Ki Doi Raisa Dami. So it's not Doi Raisa Mamish, but there's a smach midoi raisa for the Hal of Rosh Chodesh. Ashir Yelechem Kalel Eskadish Chag. But the problem is that the Hallel that we're saying, and that's the pasuk that the Gemara brings. Gemara brings, when talking about the Chiyuv of Hallel, it brings Hashir Yelechem Kalel Eskadish Chag. Gemara never says it's Doi Raisa. The Gemara just says that it brings this pasuk Midivrei Kabbalah Minavua. So Mehechi Tesi that it's going to be Doi Raisa. Kol Divrei Anavim Divrei Sofer Meim Ener Vashar L'Chadish Dover and now let it be Mechadish anything. So it's only Takanas Neviim. Especially according to the Rambam, that Gama Nilmad Midrasha is also called Divrei Sofer. Unless the Gemara calls it D'oraisa, say for Mitzvah Shoresh Sheni. So how can we say it's D'oraisa if it's only Midivrei Sofer? So, first of all, so what we have is like this. We have that Rava says that Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not D'oraisa. Mashma others' Hallels are D'oraisa. Rashi writes the Hallel of Chanukah would be Kid D'oraisa, because the Nevi'im were attacking. And we said, but the problem is that Kid D'oraisa, how could it be Kid D'oraisa? It's only B'divrei Kabbalah. Which is Derabbanan, Ein Abi Rosh HaChadish Davar. On the other hand, the fact is that the Gemara says that of Rosh Chodesh not D'oraisa, Mashmei Lehal Zal D'oraisa. Not like the Ramba. But just we have to understand the Lashon of Rova. The Rosh Chodesh Lav D'oraisa, it's Mashmei, but the Rosh Chodesh Derabbanan. But it's not true. If it'd be Derabbanan, it would be D'orcha L'maimed. It's only because we see in the sugya there, it's only because only a minig it's not Docha the Mamed. But the Rabbanan is enough to be Docha the Mamed. So why does Rava say, it's only because it's not Doi Raisa? Even if it weren't Doi Raisa, it doesn't matter it's not Doi Raisa. Even if the Rabbanan say, I'm a speak one. So, what's this Lashon of Rava that it's not Doi Raisa? Mashma that it has to be Doi Raisa, that because it's not Doi Raisa, it's not Doi Chad Mamad. Even if we're in, it doesn't matter that it's not Doi, even if we're just Doi Rabbanan, we Doi Chad Mamad, the Tefillah of the Mamadus. It's only because it's a minig that Rosh Chodesh, that Hal of Rosh Chodesh is not Doi Chad Mamadus. Doi Rabbanan be enough, so what's his Lashon of saying that it's only not Doi Chad because it's not Doi Raisa? Okay, so that's what we saw in the first year. Ve'al pi kol ha'amur, anachnu achshav b'rtzonenu, liyashev et tmiyat ha'rambam shuv, al pi torat moreinu v'rabeinu, me'or einenu, l'shmo l'zuchot ha'bat nefesh, ha'gon ha'gadol Reb Dov Tzatzal. אפשר לדון, שאין אומנם שאין חיוב על הלל לראש חודש, ורק מנהגו. You're right, the hall of ראש חודש is just a מנהג. אבל, כיוון שכנל יסוד מצוות ההלל, הוא בעצם אמירת ההלל. What's the יסוד of מצוות ההלל? Where does מצוות ההלל come from? What's the מחייב of הלל? The answer is, הלל. הלל's מחייב הלל. And it's not klapi the zman. In other words, the catalyst for being able to say it now is the zman. But the etzem hamechayiv that there's a chiyuv of halal is halal. You just can't say it all the time, so you say it at only specific times. Aval etzem amiras halal, the yisod is to say halal, and just the times are there because you can't say it all the time. So it's only going to be at certain times. If you say Halal b'chol yom, reza mechayev from uvagadiv. However, it's mistaber, v'vaday mistaber, she'ein ze ela be'omer stam. Aval b'rosh chodesh, she'minhag le'omro, harei af al pi, she'ein o'chayav ela, ein o'chiyuv, hu rak minhag. אבל הכל פנים יש פה את הקיום של מצוות ההלל, שכנתבר הוא עניין עצמי להלל את השם, ואינו תלוי בזמן, דנה משל זמן שאין בו חיוב ואינו כלום. מוריי ורבותיי, big chiddush we want to say over here, that it's mistaber that you're a mecharif and a magadif, a blasphemer and a scorner, it's only if stam you say הלל, סתם ככה בא לו, הוא אומר הלל. אבל Rosh Chodesh, that there's a minhag to say Halel, even though it's not a chiyuv, it is but a minhag. But al kol panim, there is a kiyum of mitzvah sahalel. Why? Because there's an inyan lahalel es Hashem. It's not totally bizman that we should say if there's no chiyuv, it didn't do anything. If I take my arba minim in the middle of February, if I use a goyish month, or better. In the middle of Adar, I take my Arba Minim, and I light my Chanukah candles on Dalad Nisan. I light my, it's nothing. I didn't do anything. But Halel is not like that. When I say Halel, even though I'm doing it out, it's Minuk because of Rosh Chodesh. But there's a Kiyum here. There's a Kiyum. You can't say it's nothing. There's a Kiyum of Halel that we have by the 18 days. The 18 days that they have to say halal are an obligation. But an Rosh Chodesh does it doch ha-kiyum fun mitzvah halal. Umikeven shekein. Me'achar shegam minhag mechayev. Mikra delo tasur kishar mitzvot rabbanan ledat ha-rambam. Beperek alef me'elchot ma'amrim halacha bet. So, since even a minuk is also mechayiv, because we have a pasuk of losasur. Losasur is mechayiv us to keep in hagim. Like other mitzvahs to Rabbanu, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamre Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. I'm sorry, Rabbi, I don't want to be arrogant. It's a terrible meaning to be arrogant. I'm going to try to avoid it. But I do want to say, and I hope you'll be marichol me, that we have shiurim on Hilchos Mamre. So we discuss this Rambam at length. And it's just beautiful. It just gives me so much simcha. Those shiurim gave me so much simcha. So I wanted to share that with you. And they're recorded. They're online. Moirai v'raboisai. Losasur is also from minhagim. Like other mitzvot rabbanan. So there's a kiyum also in doing and keeping a minhag. So, parenthetically, in the chedushim of the Brisko Rov, he discusses this idea of a minhag, famous briskolov, nachos brachos, a minig being mechud midin lo sasser, but in the Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam in the Chut Maisa Nisim, he says that when the Gemara says Doiraisa, it doesn't mean literally Doiraisa, it means a chiv de Rabbanan that we have to be Mekayim Doiraisa because of the love of Lo Sasser. But that's very difficult to understand because the love of Lo Sasser also applies to Minak. So the Gemara is coming Lafuke. The Gemara is saying that it's a Minak and it's not Doiraisa. And he says the pshat is that it's coming lafuke. It's a minigat, it's not the rabbanon, but a minigat and the rabbanon are in the same. They're both in los sussers. So it's a difficult to swallow. So the Gemara is clearly not talking about los sussers, because then the rabbanon and the minigat would be the same. Kopana, back to what we're saying over here. So yesh kan chiyuv gomer v'kiyum shalem. Now that we've established that there is a kiyum of Hallel, there's an absolute kiyum of Hallel when you say Hallel Rosh Chodesh. So if that's true, then why should this Hallel not be Doicha the Maimed? Just like the Yud Ches Yomim are Doicha the Maimed, the Tefillah of the Ma'amados. This Hallel is also a Kiyum Doiraisa. V'gam l'shitas Rashi, b'sukkah mem dalet amud beis, d'leka lo sasser al minak. Even according to Rashi, there is no lo sasser anything like the Rambam. Harei l'chi ora, kevan shesof sof yesh b'ze kiyum shalem shel Hallel. So even without the lo sasser, there is a Kiyum of Hallel, because there's a mitzvah always to be Mahalas Hashem, we just can't do it all the time, but if we have a minute to do it, it's a kiyum of Hallel. And we also see that Hallel is more chashid than Ma'amados. It's doich the Ma'amados. And that's why in Chanukah you're not saying the Ma'amados. So it should also push off the Ma'amados on the other Rosh Chodesh, and other Rosh Chodesh, not a Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Ube'al kolchenu, sheklapei zehu damar rov Hashem, shekiyum mitzahal yesh narak al yamim sheteknu lomar oto behem. ולא בראש חודש שלא תקנו בו הלל. ואם לא כן, אינו אלא מזמורים בעלמה, ולא קיום מצס הלל. ולכן אין הלל, דראש חודש. שאינו אלא קיום מנהג ולא קיום הלל, דוחה את המעמדות. So that's what Rava must be saying over here. That the קיום מצס הלל, there's only a קיום. You would think, until now we've been saying, no, there's a קיום even without it. Even without a קיום, no. The Kiyum Rav is telling us is only on the 18 days. And not on Rosh Chodesh, where there's no Takana of Hallel. And therefore, it's just Mizmorim. There's no Kiyum Mitzvah. You're saying beautiful Mizmorim to Hillel. There's a Sefer written I saw many, many, many years ago by Rabbi Avraham Yitzchok Neriah. He was a big tzaddik, and he was a Talmud of, and he was the son of Harav Moshe Tzvi Neriah, who's the Rosh Yeshivat Bnei Akiva, famous Talmud of Rav Kook, who wrote many, many Sfarim. He's the brother of Rav Nachum Neria, who I used to know in Yeshivat HaKotel. So, unfortunately, Rav Ram Yitzchak was a huge tzaddik. He died very young, unfortunately, so sadly. Many, many, many years ago he died. Anyway, he wrote a little sefer where he says that he asked his Steigler about saying Halal on Yom HaTzmut, Yom Yerushalayim. So, the Steigler said, Pirkei Tehillim, as long as you're not saying a brach, it's Pirkei Tehillim. So, as we're saying over here, Halal Rosh Chodesh, it's a kiyum of a minute, but it's not a kiyum of a halal. It's not mecharev v'megad iftik. You're saying pirkei tehillim. You'd be mekayim a minute, but it's not a kiyum of halal. Since there's no kiyum of halal on Rosh Chodesh, memeil it's not doicha the ma'amados. Zo emdato shel Rava. Ze ma she Rava rotze lemsor lanu. She ein po shum kiyum shel halal shomrim b'Rosh Chodesh, v'lachen. Ein ze doche et ha-ma'amadois. Umeata, harei ose shapir heitev ma'adetali la'rova b'doi reis adolesa b'rush chidish. Now, dos zeir zeir gut. Zeir zeir gut. מה שתלה רבה את הדין בדוי רייסה, הוא אומר, בדוי רייסה, הרי, מה רוב אומר? רוב אומר, זוס אומרס, from the fact that the maimed is a nitcha in Rosh Chodesh, that halila דורש יארך עליו דוי רייסה. שמזה לכאורה משמע, שבשאר הימים זה כן מדוי רייסה, כמו שקשה הרמב"ן. So we can answer that kash. Remember the Ramban has a mashmos. He says, look, he says today it's not the rest of the days, it is Doraisa. And we also understand what Rashi says, that Nevi'im were metakein, it's kidoi raisa dami, lo ivanu etze. If we ishpo Doraisa. Sharei lefi mashe biarnu, ein ani don kan al chiyuv kriya sahalel. The nidon here is not on the obligation to read Hallel. No, זה לא הנידון כאן. הנידון כאן, the issue here, is על מציאוס ההלל כחפצה בפני עצמה של הלל. The nidon is on the not the חיוב of Hallel, the מציאוס of Hallel is the חפצה of Hallel. And this מציאוס that the Nevi'im were מתקן על פי נבואה, you're right, the obligation to say it is only midivrei soifrim, but the metzius vaiskinu, in other words, ma shepa'alu v'yatzru lemetziut zo, kevan shehi b'nevuah mipi Hashem, shezeu hadoiraisa, sheikro tzivui mipi Hashem b'torah, harei klapei hametziut shel halel shehi b'nevuah. Shapir yesh lomar shehin midoy raisa. Af al pi shehachiyuv lef'ol b'metziyut zo, eino ela midivrei sofrim. So we're talking about the metziyus of halal. The metziyus of halal is doraisa. To praise Hashem is doraisa. Just the chiyuv is only midivrei sofrim. They received a nevuah mipi Hashem, and that's like a doraisa. Because what's doraisa? Doraisa is what God told us in the Torah. So when a navi gets it, it's like a doraisa, because it's God telling us to do it. So klapi this mitzias of halal, which has been nevuah, we could say it's doraisa. The chiyuv to be pole this mitzias of halal is only midivrei sofrim. But there is this mitzias of halal. כיוון שנדבר שקלה במציאות הללו דמיירי רובו, רישב מבו דבר שבשאר עמים, אבל לא מדוי רייסו. So that's what Rav is talking about. He's talking about the Metzius of Hallel. In other words, the Chiyuv of Hallel is definitely not the right, I mean, according to the Rambam, we're being Miashiv Shitas HaRambam. The Chiyuv to say Hallel is not the Raisa. The Chiyuv to say Hallel is Midivrei Sofrim. However, there's a Kiyum of a Doraisa over here. What's the Kiyum of a Doraisa? That the Nevi'im were told to tell the Jews to praise God. So that's like a Kiyum of a Doraisa. So his Lashon is not a Kasha in the Rambam. But the Rambam says that the Chiyuv is not Doraisa. Rav agrees that the Chiyuv is not Doraisa. However, there's a mitzias here of Hallel. And this mitzias of Hallel is like Doraisa, because it was told to the Nevi'im by God. And Memela, right, we have Asher Yelechem Kalos Kadesh Chag. It's the Makor of Hallel. So Memela, when they say it, it's like they're a person's pole, a Doraisa, their pole is something Toradic. Because this is what God wants, but not that there's a Chiyuv Doraisa. Just one is saying a mitzias of Hallel. So when one, if it would be a minug, Hallel's only a minug, so then it's not even a mitzias of Hallel over here. And therefore it's not Doicha de Ma'amados. That's what the Gemara is saying. That only on Rosh Chodesh Teves, then the Hallel is Doicha de Ma'amados, because it's like a Doraisa. In that the Nevi'im were told, like Rashi says, Kid Doraisa, the Nevi'im were told. So that means that's what God wants. If that's what God wants, so that's like what God said, all Hashem said he wants, and if that's what he said he wants, so it's like a doraisa. But is there a chiyuv doraisa? No chiyuv doraisa. There's no chiyuv doraisa. This is just what Hashem wants. So when he says, when Rava says that Zosomeras halila deresh yalcha lav doraisa, what he's saying is that from the fact that it's not doraisa the maimed, it must be that there's no kiyum of halal here. There's no kiyum of a metzias of halal. The other halals are a kiyum of metzias halal. They're like doraisas, insofar as that God said to say them. Midivrei Kabbalah. That's midivrei Kabbalah. In other words, God says he wants halal. And then we say this halal at certain times. Whenever we say this halal at certain times, that's like a doraisa. At these times when we're supposed to say halal, when the Nevi'im tell us to say halal, so that's like a deraisa. Because that's what Hashem says that he wants. But it's not actually the chiyuv deraisa. There's no chiyuv deraisa. Rava never says the chiyuv deraisa. Rava just said that the halal of Rosh Chodesh is not deraisa, which means there's no kiyum here of what the Nevi'im said that God wants us to do. It's merely a minhag, so it doesn't have a chalos halal. There's no chalos halal over here. It's just Pirkei Tehillim and Rosh Chodesh. And that is, so that shows you that's not a kasha in the Rambam. And on Rosh Chodesh, the Chisaron is only that it's not Doraisa. Because like we explain, the Nidon isn't on the Chiyuv. Because the chiyuv on Rosh Chodesh is not just that it's Rosh Chodesh, right? We said, Mashim, it's not Doraisa, but if we were Dirabanan, it would be okay. And we said, but that's not true. You see, in the Gemara, meaning it's not Doraisa, but if we were Dirabanan, that it's not Doraisa, but if we were Dirabanan, then it wouldn't be Doricha the Maimon. No, it's only because the Minig it's not Doricha the Maimon. Right? That was our Diuk. So the answer is that on Rosh Chodesh, the Chisaron is that it's not Doraisa. What does it mean the Chisaron is that it's not Doraisa? We're not talking about the chiyuv. The chiyuv is not daraisa, and the chiyuv is not even derabbanan. It's just a minhag. So when we say that the whole, it's all tolerating whether the fact that our Rosh Chodesh is not daraisa, meaning that are you reading a metzias of halal on Rosh Chodesh? That's the inyan of kein daraisa or lav daraisa. So therefore it's tolerating daraisa. So asa shapir heitev divrei asu, give a das haramba. So the Rambam says it's not Doraisa. There's no Chiyuv Doraisa. And in the Sugya, it never says the Chiyuv Doraisa. The whole Nidon of the Sugya is only on Rosh Chodesh, is there a Mitzius of Hala? Is there a Mitzius of Hala which is a, there's no Chiyuv Doraisa, but it's like a Kiyum of a Doraisa. Because that's what God told the Nevi'im, so that's what Hashem wants. And the conclusion of the Gemara is no. That on Rosh Chodesh, there's no Kiyum of any Doraisa, of any Divrei Nevuah. Only on Rosh Chodesh Teves there is. It's one of the Yud Ches Yomim that you say Hallel. So Zosomeres, Halila Dereish Yarcha Lav Doraisa, Klomal, She'en Po Kiyum Doraisa, She'en Po Chiyuv Doraisa, En Bezeshum Safek. But there's not even a Kiyum Doraisa. When you do this Minog, it's not a Loi Sosor, you're not Mekayim a Loi Sosor. And Memela, it's like a it's like a derabanan, the yamakayim de lo sasur. And if that were true, then there'd be a kiyum of halal here, and then it would be doicha the maimed. But from the fact that you're not saying it's not doicha the maimed on Rosh Chodesh, so it must be that it's not doraisa, meaning there's no kiyum here of the lo sasur. There's no kiyum of the derabanan of the lo sasur, and mimela. Meaning even minhag. Meaning even the minhag that you're doing, turns out it's a minhag. But this is not a minhag that is a kiyum of the doraisa, of lo sasur, kiyum of the pasuk of lo sasur, like other mitzvahs derabanan. No. This is just Pirkei Tehillim. So the Meir Lav Doraisa is no kiyum doraisa on Rosh Chodesh. But a chiyuv, there's a kram, but olam lo hayta sheila, but that's a lo chiyuv. And the mashmos that in the other Yud Ches Yom it is Doraisa. No. The Yud Ches Yom is no Chiyuv Doraisa. is only it's like Doraisa, and that the Nevi'im said to do it. So that's what God wants you to do. So it's like a Doraisa. Okay, I hope that was clear. And this concludes our sixth lecture. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we will continue further. In the we have a lot. I'm saying, Rabbi Yisai, you'll believe me when I tell you, a lot more to say. So please stay tuned. Very exciting. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.